Welcome back, Wawa Land. Back in Business, powered by Bradley Golf Diamonds, continues this morning with a spotlight on Joppa Cosmetics and Spa. You know, we've really spent a lot of time on the restaurant industry and the food industry during this series, but I wanted to take a moment to really focus on beauty because, first of all, you're welcome, ladies, but second of all, because this was also a really big industry impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And to tell us more, we have one of the owners from Joppa Cosmetics and Spa, Haley Stout Smoker. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning, Kayla.
So you own Joppa with your mom. I mean, you guys have an incredible story as a mother-daughter duo. Can you kind of just give us the quick run through for folks who maybe aren't familiar with Joppa about how you guys got started?
Yeah, absolutely. My mom started our company back in 2005. There was a big loss for natural cosmetics. So we handcraft all of our products. We sell all over the world, but we are based in Angola and Fort Wayne. And then a couple years ago, I opened the spa side of things. So we specialize in facials, lashes, eyebrows, everything you can think of.
And you have two locations. As you mentioned, your original location's in Angola, but you just opened your Fort Wayne location not too long ago, right?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
So what have been the challenges for you guys, you know, whether it be in Angola, in Fort Wayne, or both over the last, you know, year and a half during the pandemic?
You know, it's been really difficult. One of the biggest challenges has been, staffing.
Yeah.
two, also our supplies. So it's very hard to get our packaging, any of our supplies that we make our products with, and even supplies for doing services.
So are those still then challenges, it's safe to say, Haley, that you're still dealing with today? I mean, not only were you dealing with them a year ago, but you're still dealing with them now?
Absolutely. I mean, I could order something today and it's supposed to be here 2 days from now and it could come in 3 weeks.
Which then obviously when you have customers buying cosmetic products from you, that could be a little bit challenging. Was there ever a moment, Haley, during this pandemic where you looked at your mom or your mom looked at you, whether it be just a moment of tears or a moment of fear or a moment of just like, are we going to make it? Did that ever happen between you two?
Yeah, I mean, it was very scary. I remember when the first day where we were like, we need to pack some stuff up and I don't know when we'll be back. We tried our hardest to keep our online business going, and we really just hustled. Just like any punches life throws to you, we just kind of tried to roll with it.
Was there anything, you know, during that time, I'm going to call it best practices or innovation that maybe you picked up during the pandemic that you'd never done before that you're still doing now?
I mean, really, I think just being realistic, it kind of put us back into reality, like, you never know when this, I mean, let's hope it doesn't happen again.
Yes, like, amen to that.
Prepared for anything.
Moving forward, how can the WoWoLand community, you know, just wrap their hands around you guys there at Joppa and just help you continue to be successful? Because you're obviously doing really well if you started in Angola and you now also have a location here in Fort Wayne.
I think the biggest thing is, and I said this before, but just giving everyone a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
We're all trying our hardest, and just come on in and see what we're about, really.
Well, speaking of coming on in, remind folks where exactly you are located in Angola and Fort Wayne.
So in Angola, we're located right on the circle, so right downtown. And in Fort Wayne, we're located right off of DuPont. So we're in the same building as Sugar Love Boutique, and we're right across the road from Kroger.
Haley, I'm so glad that you and your mom were able to manage to still keep the doors open. I know the actual locations were shut down there like everybody else for a brief moment during lockdown, but you girls have managed to keep it alive and thriving. And so best of luck to you on your future endeavors.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kayla.
That's Haley Stout Smoker. She is one of the owners there of Joppa Cosmetics and Spa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.